Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Phil Simon is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Phil is the author of a number of books, including the new Small, which is something we talked about the last time he was here. His new book is called The Age of the Platform, and he's a technology expert that the world knows about, whether you do or not, and he's a new member of our Brain Trust, and he's here to talk to us about this concept of a platform. Phil Simon, welcome back.
Jim, thank you for having me, buddy.
It's good to have you back. I was telling the audience before you got here about your idea about the age of the platform, and I was talking about, you know, what would their platform look like, and I used the term critical mass. And when I that may not be a great term, but tell us when you talk about platform, without mentioning any names, any proper nouns, what do you call, what's your definition of a platform?
Sure, Jim, I think it's an important thing to define. I think it was Churchill who said, success begins with a common understanding of terms. And platform, to me, has become a buzzword. Everyone's using it, but nobody really knows, in my opinion, what it is or is using it consistently. So to me, quite simply, a platform is a collection of integrated planks, which of course begs the question, what's a plank? And to me, a plank is a feature or a service or an offering. So I'll respect your question and not mention any proper nouns just yet, but if you just do one thing, like a certain movie rental company, well, you're not really a platform. You're a service, and there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But as I look at the most successful companies today, those are companies that aren't just doing one thing. They're doing a number of different things, and they make it easy to do things without having to jump off of the platform. You can just kind of move to a different plank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when I used the term critical mass before, I still think that's not a bad term to use, because, for example, if you're a business, if you're in the regardless of what business you're in, and as you say, Phil, you sell stuff. Well, that's not a platform. That's a plank. You're known for that. But if you develop a reputation through a national trade group or a regional trade group, you develop a reputation as somebody who has a special expertise, or you've got some kind of other credential that causes people to really be impressed and to contact you and to reach out to you. Well, that's, you're starting to build a little bit of a platform there, aren't you?
You are, and can I use proper nouns now?
Yes, you can. I know. I want the record to show that you were restrained for a pretty good while. Go ahead.
And it's very difficult to get me restrained, so that must mean that I like you. But all right, let's look at Google in 1998. Was it a platform? I argue no. It was an incredibly powerful search engine. Google became a platform. How did it do it? Well, it added different planks. It added Gmail and Maps and Google Docs and YouTube and all these different features, because Google realized that even though it was making billions of dollars, Jim, from search, success can be ephemeral, particularly when technology moves very fast. Google did not want to become Microsoft, the company that was almost a victim of its own success and really has not been able to get away from its duopoly of Windows and Office. So Google experiments all the time, and I think that there are parallels among Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google for small businesses. So while I didn't write this book, unlike the new Small, specifically for small business owners, I do think that big and small companies, I'm a small company of one, and I've embraced the concepts of a platform, and I actually use myself as an example in the book. No longer do I just do one niche type of consulting. I've written four books. I've started a publishing company. I've been speaking. I do different types of consulting. So I've built my own little platform.
See, this is the kind of thing that I want small business owners to get, Phil, because, you know, I started my broadcast career in November of 97. That's when I started broadcasting. I was nationally syndicated day one on the radio. But 2 months later, I started simulcasting on the Internet. And that was my second plank. And as you say, I've added others. And so, folks, we're only saying these, we're only using these examples to talk about how you can build your own platform, writ small, probably. But so, okay, now let's move back and let's talk about, now that we've sort of got their attention a little bit, Phil, you know, now let's talk about, they can keep their own ideas, their own plans and dreams in mind while you talk about some of these proper nouns. And you mentioned Google, so let's stay on them for a second. You know, I remember the first time anybody ever told me about Google, it was probably, I probably didn't hear about them till like 2000 or something like that. And they were the stepchild behind Yahoo in those days, right?
Right, which only underscores the ephemeral nature of platforms. For instance, no one talks today, Jim, as you know, with the same sort of vigor about Yahoo, no, about MySpace, about AOL. So just because
they didn't build platforms, did they?
Well, I would argue that they did to some extent, but they did. To varying degrees, got complacent or didn't keep up. So just because you built a platform, I argue in the book, doesn't necessarily guarantee success. And in the book, I use the example of beepers. You can build a platform to do different things with beepers, but nobody buys beepers anymore. So it is really important to have a product or service that somebody wants. So the platform is not an elixir.
Right. Okay. All right. So where do you want to go from here? What other ideas? We want to talk about some of these other companies?
We can certainly do that, and it's important, I think, if you're a small business owner, which I understand is the target audience here for the show, don't look at a company like Facebook and go, oh gosh, well, I'll never have 850 million users. Well, that may be, but don't forget that Facebook didn't start with 850 million users.
It started with like 20.
It started with one.
Yeah,
it started with one.
Yeah.
And it became much more powerful as it added these different planks, and these companies, even though they're worth billions and billions of dollars and everybody's heard of them, continue to experiment. They continue to throw stuff against the wall and see what sticks. You know, Google Plus is another great example. People talk about whether Google Plus will ultimately supplant Facebook. I think the answer is no, but to me it's a moot point. Google understands the importance of social media and social technologies so much so that it's taken now four bites at the apple and finally seems to have gotten it right.
How big
a lesson for small...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say that the lesson for small business owners is that even if you don't get it right on the first try, it's only a matter of skill. No, you're not going to throw tens of millions of dollars at something that may not go anywhere, but you can certainly spend a few $1,000s, or you can devote a couple of days a month to something that you think may have promise. I just think that there
Hold on to that thought. Phil Simons, our guest, folks, the new book is called The Age of the Platform. And, folks, you know one of the words that I've been really focusing on a lot for the last couple of years is the concept of relevance. We'll come back. I'll get Phil to talk to us about how your platform is connected to relevance. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.